Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Now on Mind Food Radio, are you feeling itchy on the scalp? Every time someone says head lice, I go...
I know. And do you know what? We've actually done a story in the magazine and there's a picture of this kid itching his head.
Yeah.
I didn't even need to read what it was about. I knew exactly what it was.
Exactly.
Having kids at primary school,
yeah.
I can't tell you how much money we have spent on head lice treatments.
Really?
And it's really interesting. Mm. And how the note comes home, yeah. You know, oh, there's a head lice outbreak. And so, so what I thought is, you know, kids are heading back to school, we would actually talk about it. So yeah. Back to school head lice. Normally it's back to school lunchbox solutions.
It, exactly.
But I'd like to welcome to the show Dr. Karen Grieve. Hi, Karen.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Now, do you specialise in head lice?
Yes, look, I'm the head of research and development for MOVE at Ego Pharmaceuticals. And
okay.
We have done clinical research in the area of head lice.
Now, let's go right back. What is actually head lice? What are they made of? How do people get them?
Head lice are a very small insect that like to live on our scalp. They like to live in our hair, and they actually feed off our blood, which sounds really quite horrible. And we catch them from other people that have an infestation already.
And how long do they actually survive?
Well, if they're on the hair, they can survive for about 21 days.
Oh.
And during that time, they can grow, they can lay more eggs, and actually the cycle of head lice can go on for quite some time if we don't intervene and use a treatment.
Is it mainly kids that get it?
Look, it is mostly young children that get it, and that's because of the way they interact socially. To catch a head lice infestation, you need direct head-to-head or hair-to-hair contact. So as adults, we don't tend to huddle in groups and have head-to-head contact, whereas young children, particularly primary school children, like to work together. The girls have long hair.
Mm.
So they are more likely to catch it.
And once it happens, it probably goes through a whole school very quickly, hey?
Look, it can go through a school very, very quickly, and that's why it's really important that, you know, the teachers are vigilant, but also the parents are vigilant. And it's very important that, you know, it can be embarrassing to have head lice infestation, but for the sake of the school and the other people at school, it's really important that the parents let the school know that their child has head lice.
Yeah.
Just so that the other parents can, you know, get on top of it, check their kids. And if the school as a group, you know, monitors it really closely and treats as soon as an infestation is found, then they have a much better chance of controlling it.
What do they look like, head lice? Do you have to put them under a microscope or...?
No, actually, they're frighteningly big when you see them.
I've never seen one.
Oh, come on.
No,
haven't you?
No.
Little white things.
No.
They're about 2 to 3 millimetres long, and you can see distinct legs and distinct body segments, and you definitely recognise them as a very small insect.
Now, can you say that this is not... a class thing or anything like that?
Oh, definitely not. Look, it doesn't matter, what your social standing.
That's
or
right.
It doesn't matter if you've got clean hair or if you haven't washed your hair for a week. You know, lice just like to live in our hair, and once they've taken hold, you know, they'll happily live there for quite some time.
Now, tell me, what are some of the worst cases you've seen?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, come on, let's get there.
Look, the one that most immediately comes to mind was in a clinical trial that we did, we removed over 500 lice from one child.
Oh, my God.
Now, did you do that with a comb or a treatment? How did you do that?
Well, what we did was, first of all, we treated the child to kill the lice in the eggs. And this particular clinical trial, we were interested in having a look at the lice in the eggs to make sure they were all dead. So once we'd done the treatment, we then used a metal tooth comb to remove all the eggs and the lice from the hair just so we could count them.
Listen, thank you very much for being on today's show. I know do you know what? I think it's one of those things, if we talk about it, never seems as bad as, you know, in practice.
And it's definitely, that's what we found, you know, in all the clinical testing. You know, if you talk about it, if you're very relaxed about it, you know, it just becomes a part of life that, you know, you deal with. And there's, you know, there's really good treatments out there that you can get onto it quickly.
Yep.
And there's also great products that can help you defend against an infestation, and prevention is so much better than cure.
It's part of the general grooming, hey?
That's it, yeah.
Fantastic. Doctor, thank you for joining us today on the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.